Kelly Chase here to tell you about my friends at GFI Digital. It's tough keeping up with the evolving technology of today's business environment. GFI Digital has you covered with office equipment, managed print, network and advanced technology services. GFI also provides IT solutions ranging from your basic help desk to being your fully outsourced IT department. Let the experts at GFI make technology simple for your business. Authorized RICO dealer, call 314-997-6300 or visit them online at GFIdigital.com.
Playoff games, Cardinals and Nationals. What else could you ask for this weekend?
Well, when you go into that voice, it really sets the stage in a dramatic way.
Doesn't it?
That it does.
Does Senior know Vin Scully?
Yes, quite well.
Is that right?
Yes, quite well. They go to lunch. They used to go to lunch when Vin would come in to the ballpark.
Right.
The ballpark.
Ballpark. Yeah, they did NBC Golf for a couple years.
Is that right?
I would say he probably likes Vin Scully, maybe more than anybody.
Really?
Really respect-wise. I mean, obviously he and Shannon, you know, when they get degenerate-like over at the track, I mean, that's a whole different story. But I think respect-wise and appreciation for a fellow broadcaster, it's got to be Vin. Yeah.
Well, he would be near the top of the list for
just about anybody.
Everybody, yeah. I would think.
No question.
Did Senior call you during the break to see how he could donate to Timberfake?
He has not yet made a move on Timberfake, but I'm sure.
Just the cause alone brings a tear to your eye.
It really does.
It makes you say, what can I do to help?
Yep. Yeah, it was tough to really get through that one.
It's the 9 o'clock hour, and it is presented by Tease Farms. Jennings, we have a shrub sponsor.
Well, as you should.
Thank you very much. Yes. Springtime is here, and you know what that means. It's time for Blues Playoff Hockey. Cardinal baseball and shrubs. I'm reading the copy.
Mm-hmm. You didn't write that. They wrote it for you.
I'm reading it myself. Now, personally, I'm on the record as being anti-shrub, even though some of my friends in the San Fernando Valley, Keisha Gray, Danny Daniels, Carly Gray, they seem to be pro.
Some of the newer gals are saying,
what else would you landscape with?
Shrubs?
Right.
The only place I'd ever go for my shrubs is Tease Farms and Greenhouses, the official shrub sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Yes, Jennings, the shrubs are sponsors.
That's so awesome. I'm so proud of your dad.
You can plant and grow some throbbing vegetables.
Some what, Doug?
Throbbing vegetation. Right. It's in the copy.
Well, you got to read it.
Yep, that's right. Doug wants to grow his own blueberry plants. That's also in the copy.
I'd like to try that.
Yeah. So it's Tease Farms, the sponsor of the 9 o'clock hour online at Tease Farms.
Blueberries are brain food, and I'm thinking if I eat enough, maybe I'll get smart enough to be able to get a real job.
Let's see what Kelly Chase has to say about that. He's presented by GFI Digital. Good morning, Chaser.
Morning, fellas. How are you?
Good. Fired up for this thing to get underway after a few days off and looking forward to it as well. Do you expect this one to be a different style of series than what we saw the past couple of weeks against the Blackhawks?
You know what? There's a lot of similarities between these two teams, between Chicago and Dallas. So I expect a lot of the same. I mean, they lack maybe an experience. They have still in the speed, and they attack very well. They've got a really good captain who's not about to let anybody just run over the group as far as, you know, taking control of a series. And, you know, the Blues may have a slight edge in goaltending. They seem to be a little bit more stable. But, again, I expect much of the same. I mean, Dallas, I would say Dallas probably, to tell you what type of team they are, I think they would have probably preferred to play the Hawks because they want to play with speed and not have to have that pounding that St. Louis puts on teams, really. And I think, so it sets up well for the Blues. I think they just, you know, they just can't sit in the penalty box and know that, you know, that this is as effective a group of guys as there was down the road in Chicago.
You expect Dallas to go with the old two-goalie system?
Well, listen, if it gets to two goalies with Dallas, it's a good situation for St. Louis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think they're hoping one of them will get strong, you know, get on a roll here against St. Louis. And Niemi's got some experience, but struggled a little bit at times. And Kari Lehtinen's one of those guys that's big and he's able to cover a lot of net and can catch some teams a little frustrated when he plays big. But there are times where they get a little leaky and they start flip-flopping back and forth, and they've had the tandem all year, so they're accustomed to it. So I think if the Blues see both of them, it'll be an advantage to the Blues.
You know, the experience that the younger players got and the contributions, Kelly, that those younger players got in that seven-game series with Chicago, you know, no matter what happens in this next series, it's going to be huge for those players moving forward. But how big do you think it can be in this next round, the experience that some of those kids got?
Well, I asked Robbie Fabry after this game seven, and I said, you know, you didn't know anything about any of the history with the Hawks and the Blues and the first round exits. I said, he goes, no, I just, all I could do was listen to what was being said and try and draw from the experience. And all I wanted to do was just contribute so it didn't happen again.
Nice.
And I said, well, and as you've seen, Robbie Fabry more than contributed. He was probably one of the Blues, or probably the Blues' better players when it came down to, you know, having key goals, making key plays, you know, the pass to Brower, so on and so forth, for the game winner there. So I think it's large for them to have experienced and gone through what they just went through. But, you know, Parayko was so good, Edmondson. But I think also now, once this round has started, I think all of those, now they've set a bar for themselves. I think there's expectations on each other now, that now you're a part of it and you can write your own story. And so you know, let's stay with the pace.
How big a deal is it that Sagan might not play for Dallas?
Well, it doesn't sound like he is in the first two anyway. And so obviously he came back a little quicker than you know, he would have had to had they not been in the playoffs. And that means he's sore. And so that's an advantage for the Blues. Geez, you know, he's one of the top leading scorers in the league. And anytime you have a guy like that out of the lineup, makes a huge impact. We saw what happened with the Blues a few years ago when they were so dinged up in the playoffs. And Laddie broke his thumb, and he was trying to play with a cast on. I mean, I don't care what anybody says, it impacts your lineup when you have to wear some device that you're not accustomed to out on the ice, and it affects your pace of play. And I think right now, you know, them not having him in the lineup, they're never going to get the quality of offensive minutes from anybody that comes in to replace him. So that's a huge advantage for St. Louis. And what they have to do, just like when Keith was suspended and so on and so forth, you can't allow those opportunities to slip away. I feel like a few years ago, and quite a few years ago now, when we were in the playoffs against Colorado and Joe Sakic hurt his shoulder, and then Forsberg ended up injured and couldn't play in the series, and Joe Sakic single-handedly won the series for them. And I'm not saying we let back in the series, but we had a sense of confidence that we could win because Forsberg was such an impactful player. But we didn't play close enough to attention to what Sakic might do, just because he took the onus on himself. So because Sagan's out, don't underestimate what Jamie Benn might be all about and what Spezza's going to be about, because they've had tremendous first rounds. Jamie Benn, to me, he's my favorite player in the NHL. He plays the game like Mark Messier did, and he's honestly a beast out there. He could play in any era, any style, and be effective. And I think, you know, so his character is not going to allow the Stars to just go away. And that's also something the Blues need to stay in front of, is, you know, keeping on Jamie Benn. How can you get him off his game? Can you keep the physical pounding on him? Because that makes a difference over the course of a series.
Kelly Chase is our guest right now on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. He is presented by GFI Digital. Every game the Blues play, Chase will be on the next morning throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. GFI Digital has you covered, from office IT solutions to copiers, equipment, and supplies. We have been clients of GFI Digital at Inside STL and this radio station for the last few years. We recommend them to you as well. Let the experts at GFI make technology simple for your business. It's GFIDigital.com. Chaser, I was discussing this in the 8 o'clock hour, and I'm curious if you will be able to elaborate on it. And that is, you know, understandably, St. Louis is captivated by this team right now. It's a great thing for the organization to have this happen. I don't think it would have happened if they, say, would have beaten the Wild last year because it was the Cup champions, because it was the Blackhawks, because the caliber of play in that series, and that it culminated with a Game 7 home win. Perfect storm for Blues hockey in St. Louis. And it means a lot to the fans. It means a lot to the city. Of course, it means a lot to the guys on the ice and the front office and the business side of the organization. But what does it mean for guys like you who played and still feel and are business-wise a part of the organization, but even guys who aren't business associates of the organization anymore? Have you talked to your former teammates over the last few days and gotten a sense for their excitement over what they saw against the Blackhawks and the potential for this team this May and perhaps June?
But yeah, you know, it's funny. You get a lot of the people who are excited about the team and that are, I don't want to say bandwagoning it, but we're silently sitting back hoping for our group. I think, I mean, definitely the guys that played. I mean, look, we got, before I left the bench doing the interviews, I walked into the studio next to the bench and I had 54 text messages. I mean, I would say 200 text messages, and a lot of them former players who are, you know, Garth Butcher sends me a note. He never missed a minute of it. He, you know, Richie Sutter, Stefan Quintal was standing there and said, good for St. Louis, you know. He's with the league. Good for St. Louis. You can feel the energy. He's part of the NHL now. Quenneville even said, well, guys, now go win a cup. There's a lot of guys, B.J. Crombie, a lot of guys that are paying attention, Sergio Messo, that used to play for the team and are rooting for them. You know, they want the city to do well. They want the team to do well. I mean, I think, you know, the guy I was happiest for was Bobby Plager. And again, it's that energy that's around. It's a long way to go to get to the Stanley Cup, certainly. But I think that when you're built a certain way and you give yourself a certain you give yourself a certain chance, that's all you really can ask for. There has to be a lot of things that have to go your way and fall into place for your team to win a cup. But I think that the team is set up and built properly for these guys to do it. Now, you have to have health, you have to have, you know, a lot of things have to go into play. But you can tell that there's a great deal of energy in the city, and you can tell that it's meaningful. And you know what? It you can see that it matters to people, and that to me is cool. John Hamm, who's on board here with the Blues and always followed them. And geez, he used to work at Cardwell's when we were rolling in there. And he's texting to me, you know, kind of hoping the guys get going. And, you know what a big fan Joe Buck is. And Kim Coates, born in Saskatoon from Sons of Anarchy, Bernie Federko fan. It's fun to see the people excited for the players and the city excited again over the hockey. Listen, there's a long way to go. Nobody's getting ahead of themselves, but I think it's been good to have that energy in the city.
No doubt. I mean, you're right. We're not getting ahead of ourselves, but that feeling that people had after Game 7 or toward the end of that game, I mean, nobody bleeds blue more. I mean, he may actually bleed blue, Kelly Chase. I remember when you got traded to Hartford and how hard it hit you. You lost it a little bit. I mean, you really were crushed. I mean, so I don't think it's hokey to enjoy what has just happened, Chaser.
Well, you know what? I told my wife, I said, on Sunday, I said, I don't want, she wanted to go, we're building a home, Our friends at McBride are building us a home, and we're rolling by there, and she's like, well, we got to go to Menards, we got to go here, we got to go there. I don't want to go anywhere. She goes, what do you mean you don't want to go anywhere? I go, I don't want to deal with the anxiety of the people that are out. And she goes, what do you mean? I go, listen, trust me, people are on edge right now. And she goes, no one's even going to recognize you, so put on a hat. So we roll over, and we walk to Home Depot, and I just get to the front door. A guy walks out. He goes, hey, Chase, are they going to break our heart again? 2 minutes later, so the door swings open, and the hot dog stands there, and there's four people in line. They're like, hey, how are we going to be? Are we going to be okay? What's going on with this team? They lost the last two. And I was like, oh, my God. I looked at my wife. I go, see, you want to go shopping? Go shop yourself. People are on edge right now. So it really was neat for the city for the guys to pull it off. But, again, there's a long way to go. And listen, I don't think that, they're certainly not getting ahead of themselves. They know this is going to be a tough series. And they're keyed up for it, but they also have a quiet sense of belief. And I told you guys this on the show a while ago. What I like best about it, they were excited certainly to beat the Hawks, and you should be. That's the Stanley Cup champions. But they weren't popping champagne, and they weren't, jumping up and down, climbing all each other like you would if you won a round of the baseball playoffs. They just don't do that because their sense of accomplishment is not one round of the playoffs. Their sense of accomplishment is a much higher goal. So, and that was not a shot at baseball. It's just that they have a different philosophy on the success and celebrations of what it means to them. So, I think that's a good sign. I think it's a good sign that they recognize that there's a long way to go, and they're professionals about it, and have a little bit of swagger, but yet they're going about their business like we haven't accomplished anything yet.
From a fan's point of view, I sensed that same pessimism before Game 7, where just almost everybody thought, well, here we go again. And then once they got over that big hurdle, now everything seems to have changed, where people think, well, this is going to be the year. It just kind of feels like this is going to be the year. Everybody's healthy. They got a hot goaltender. I think I've seen better Blues teams than this, but I don't know that I've seen one that where it just kind of felt like everything's falling into place for them. Do you get that sense?
Well, you know what? I told you. I mean, obviously, just in the story I told you about, I could feel the tension in the city. Certainly, I mean, when they're up a couple goals, and then here comes Chicago again, and I said this to you guys, like, Chicago never gave them anything. They had to push Chicago out of this series. Like, they had to take it from them. And so when I look at what they got ahead of them, is it set up for them to be? There's no team that's in the league that they can't beat, certainly. But, again, there's so many darn things that have to go your way that, you can't, you're not playing Little Sisters of the Poor. And so you've got to make sure that, you maintain that even keel, that ground that's just says, look, we're not going to get too high and we're not going to get too low. And I think that that's their mindset. So I have a sense around them of, we have a lot to accomplish, but we're not there yet. So I think that's good. I think that sets us up for success, and I think there's going to be a downtime in the momentum, and how you grab it back is going to be the most important part of the series.
Kelly Chase, our guest, brought to you by GFI Digital. Along those lines, I remember asking Edmonds this when we would do our show together, and he was able to say, weird deal, when he was with the Cubs briefly in 2008, they had the best record in the National League, but he got to the playoffs, and he goes, we're going to get swept because these guys aren't ready. They just don't, and I'm going, you knew that? He goes, I just knew it. We had a great team, but I just knew they weren't ready. And sure enough, they got swept, even though they had the best record. Have you in your career, Chase, both playing and then also from a broadcasting standpoint, found yourself being able to sense whether or not a team is in the right spot to win or on the other side in the wrong spot to lose before a series ever takes place? Looking back on it now with plenty of series under your belt, both as a player and a broadcaster and, of course, traveling around the league and calling games and being an analyst. Have you been able to sense that, or is that not something that you think is a sixth sense, so to speak, when it comes to playoff hockey? I don't know.
Well, here's I guess, the best example, two examples maybe, but one, we played Detroit 1 year, and even though our, you know, we had a great record and everything, they were set up with experience that we didn't end up going out and getting at the deadline, which, I mean, Joel Quenneville, as much as we respect how he coached and everything, he knew it. He wasn't about to say it to Larry Plo, hey, you know, all these teams improved with, you know, significant players' experience, you know, and we got, you know, whoever it was. I'm not going to make light of a guy's career or what he accomplished, but we didn't get what we needed. And that we knew was going to be the toughest part for us to overcome. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Detroit beats us. But the one time that I saw it happen and I called it, and if you guys remember, last year I told you I hate the matchup.
You did. I do remember that.
I hate that matchup with Minnesota. There's no fight in Minnesota. We wanted to. After the last couple of years of playing Chicago and having L.A. and battles and everybody talking about how it was the grittiest, dirtiest series in all of hockey that they've seen in years, and we draw Minnesota, no energy, no. There's no dislike between the two teams. It was just such a terrible draw. And I felt like we were going to get beat. I was like, they are going to put us to sleep. And and that's exactly what happened in that series. And you know what? I remember sitting on the plane with Panger, and he goes, we'll win the series. And he goes, don't we? And I said, Panger, I hate this matchup. I hope I'm wrong, but I just feel like this is the one team that we could lose to because we have no – it sounds silly – there's no real hatred and there's no skin in it. There's nobody's been, you know, taking advantage. And Steve Ott tried to almost pull everybody into the fight by running at some guys and starting a fight in the media with the fans and everything. And he really did put a little bit of energy, you know, he did put some energy in the team. And I give him credit for that because he's kind of the conscience. But I'll tell you what, I could just feel that was going to be a bad matchup. And I don't know why I hated it, but I hated it.
Wow. I do remember you saying that, actually. I do remember that. Now, I hadn't thought about it, but yes, I do remember that. You didn't like the Wild matchup. Well, as it stands go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, when there's certain times in series, and I'm not saying that the Anaheim Ducks just went away, but I mean, it's well documented. I picked Nashville to win that series, and said that, you know, the reason is because I think Nashville's dangerous. Their goalie gets good. They got good defense and they got balance. But the one thing that bothered me, and you guys saw it happen here in St. Louis with us with winning the President's Trophy. We
right.
fought so hard
right. Right.
to get to the President's Trophy that when the playoffs come, we kind of let the air out a bit. And I was worried that was going to happen to Anaheim, and it did. And I think that last push, it makes you know, and, you know, when you look at the way the NHL is set up right now, you got the six playing the seven right now. Yeah, you know, six playing seven, and the one and two in the conference playing each other. Now, if that doesn't sound goofy to you, then maybe, you know, that's the way we're set up right now. One's playing two and six is playing seven in the second round. Doesn't seem like it makes much sense to me.
We blame Bettman for that? Is that Bettman?
I don't blame anybody. I mean, the league, I think, wanted to have brackets so that you could kind of pick your, you know, your teams all the way through. And I think that this is a result of one of those times what it does tell you is that the regular season might not mean as much as people think it does.
Yeah, as long as you get in.
Yep,
you still got to get in.
If you look at it, that's all that's happened here. They got in, and, you know, I mean, six is playing seven. So what would be the advantage of killing yourself trying to get that home ice advantage when clearly home ice didn't mean anything in the first round. So just get in, and you got yourself a chance. And L.A. proved it a couple of years ago, and it seems like it's holding serve now again. And unfortunately, a real good team that's, you know, spent the entire year trying to be at the top of the league has got to play against the second best one. So that to me doesn't seem like it's much of, now, in saying that, I will also say I think the most dangerous team left in the West is the San Jose Sharks. So I don't know how they match up against Anaheim. I think they'll have a tougher time with Anaheim than they maybe would with other teams, but
the Sharks in Nashville, you mean?
That's a different team.
You mean the Sharks?
That's a different team.
You're talking about the Sharks in Nashville.
Right.
Okay.
The Sharks are a different team than we've seen for years.
What?
And, they had 14 different players from the previous year. And so, again, like the Blues, they had to get rid of that hurdle, which was the LA Kings, and they did. And like the Blues, they had a whole bunch of guys that, you know, heard the stories about it, but they didn't really know because they haven't played against them.
Yeah.
So I think it was a big hurdle for San Jose, but I got a feeling they got a different group, and they're a team that, much like the Blues, feel that they have a lot to prove yet.
Kelly Chase, brought to you by GFI Digital. We could talk to him forever. Down in Dallas, Blues and Stars, game one tonight, 7 o'clock, Sunday game two, 2 o'clock. Looking forward to it. Chase and Kerber, what a tandem it is, and what a way it is to enjoy the games with those two calling the action. We appreciate the time, Chase. We're looking forward to talking to Monday, and enjoy the festivities in Dallas this weekend, brother.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Kelly Chase with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. He is brought to you by GFI Digital. They have you covered for office IT solutions to copiers, equipment, and supplies. Let the experts at GFI make technology simple for your business. GFIDigital.com. Email today coming up in about 20 minutes. Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week coming up as well. But now it is time for our Lakeside Roofing Exit Poll.
Oh, no. The people I've spoken to just cannot believe the exit poll.
This is the Lakeside Roofing Exit Poll.
Just like any other poll, it has its range of error one way and the other.
Family owned for 40 years, lakesideroofing.com.
If this exit poll is right, I will publicly eat my hat.
Doug, there it is.
Okay.
We start with the obvious, and I'm going to go around the room, so I'll include the Plowhawk / Penguin to get his officially on the record.
Mm-hmm.
Blues, Stars, what you got, how many games?
I'll say Blues in six. I was going to say Blues in five because they played five times in the regular season. Blues won four of them. I was going to say, well, this will it'll repeat in the playoffs. I'm going to give the Stars a little more credit for that. Say Blues in six.
Blues in six.
Here's my
Uh-oh.
Thing.
Right. Yep.
No, I'm just going to tell you here's my thing.
Okay.
It's going to be more superstitious than it is anything else. When I've picked against St. Louis teams.
Mm.
Now, I did pick the Blues in seven, and not that I look at me. Everybody was picking the Blues in sevens, minus the Plowhawk, who picked the Blackhawks in seven. But I've been wrong. Like, I picked the Texas Rangers in 2011. I picked the Cardinals in 2014 against the Giants. And I just feel like I've been wrong. I think I picked the Cardinals against the Red Sox in 2013. But I'd be just doing it for strictly superstitious purposes, but I do feel like I have that track record of getting it wrong when it comes to St. Louis teams in playoff series. I'm going to go Blues in five.
Nice.
I'm going to go Blues in five.
I've heard that a lot from a lot of the people.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to go. I think they got the monkey off their back, the dragon slayed, the shrub trimmed.
Okay, we get it.
Ooh, no, I like that.
And that's where I am on that. Plow Penguin?
What up, G?
Don't get a problem with that.
He's asking for your prediction.
I know you said it earlier in the week, but for the official.
Yep, I will take the Blues in five, and also wouldn't be shocked if they swept.
Wow.
I wouldn't be.
Now take it easy, Plowsy.
Wow.
I mean, it was a little bit tougher a series than they thought with the Wild. I think Kari Lehtinen played terrible in every game in the third period. So I think if you see that, the Blues thrive on third period late goals, I think that'll be the factor.
I mean, all of these guys who have played in the league have talked about what a difficult matchup this is for the Stars and how it's the perfect matchup for the Blues. And if you want to go back to Chase before the playoffs started, and then also using an example of how well he was spot on the 2015 playoff series with the Wild. He said, I like the Blues' chances against the Blackhawks. It'll be a battle. I really think they match up well with the Stars. And then when you get to one of those teams in the Pacific, whether it be Anaheim, L.A., or San Jose, that's where it could be a bad matchup for them. So along those lines, that's where it is. Doug, can I get your Stanley Cup final prediction at this point?
It is the St. Louis Blues over the Washington Capitals in seven games.
Wow, so the Blues would go to the Verizon and beat Oscher?
Brower will steal the puck from T.J. Oshie, skate in, and score. He'll need four or five whacks at the puck, but eventually he will get it into the net, and the Blues will win in seven.
And so Holtby's just going to let him sit there and take four or five shots?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's a gentleman.
Yeah.
Jennings.
I'm not going to say who's going to win the cup, but damn, I hope it's Washington Blues.
You hope it's Washington and Blues.
You
what a game last night. I don't know. I found myself. This is where I am, though. If the Blues are still in it, I watch Stanley Cup playoff hockey, and I love it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If the Blues are out of it, I'm out. I have zero interest.
Back to the NBA.
I am kind of an NBA guy. But I was watching last night, Pittsburgh and Washington. I mean, that is the second round series, and it lived up to it last night. Like I said, Oshie hat trick, and it goes to overtime. I still think the Penguins are going to wind up winning that series if it really gets down to it. Now, Doug and I have been all over this Blues-Washington thing. Mm-hmm. If I had to pick, I'm going to go Penguins. That other series is just kind of a, you know, also-ranish series with the Islanders and the Ning, sans Stamkos. I am going to make my official prediction on the Blues and the Penguins, even though Doug and I have already put action in Las Vegas on the Blues.
I haven't put any action on it.
Yeah, I thought you did.
Substantial action on Bovada.
Didn't you go out there?
No, I don't bet.
Plow Penguin. I know where he is. He's at the Plow Penguin.
Yeah, I like we're talking Penguins, Washington. I think that's still a series. I think I watched a little bit of
you
last
You don't
night.
Think that Pittsburgh is going to shut it down now that they're done 1-0 in overtime?
Well, no, and the Capitals are similar to the Blues, where they've had some pretty devastating outs in the playoffs in the past, and until I see them beat a very good team, I think the Flyers were kind of a butt-ass team. They made it to the playoffs, whoop-de-doo. I didn't think that was going to be a big series. This, however, Sidney Crosby of Denny Malkin, I know they have backup goaltending. I still like Pittsburgh in seven.
And what about who they would play from the West?
They would play San Jose.
Oh, my word, the Plow Shark.
Well,
the Plow Shark.
I wanted to. It's hard for me because that team is a carbon copy of the Blues, and I wanted to pick. I had the Blues in seven in that series. It's just hard for me with Pavelski and Burns. They're big boys. I mean, if you're going to go physical like we did against the Blackhawks, they're going to go both ways, and I think that might hurt us in the end. We don't have a lot of depth, so I might have the Sharks in seven on that one.
Chaser was a little bullish there on the Sharks. Maybe they're a scary team.
Yeah, well, and they have similar traits. A lot of guys who've been around. And they finally got past the team that had been a problem for them. I'm going to continue to ask this throughout the course of the year. Jennings, I think it's the first time I'm asking you. Cardinals last night had to get to the airport, so they just kind of got through that thing. Should have shipped everything I had on the under. The over-under, 87.5. Cardinals right around right now on pace to hit right around that number. Obviously only an eighth of the way through the season. Jennings, Doug, I believe, is on the over. Am I still there?
Yeah.
Where are you? 87.5 over under Cardinal wins.
Over, but barely.
You got him at 88, 89.
You got it.
Plow Shark.
Also, sorry, I can hardly hear until I turn my headphones on, so can you repeat?
Doug, do you want to handle it?
Sure, G.
Thanks, bud.
Over under Cardinals wins, 87.5.
I have him at 83.
Oh, my.
You don't like him.
Miles eating down on the city a little bit. What's going on?
No, it's just these are just predictions. Like I said, this isn't what I want to happen. But if the question arose, if I was a betting man, that's why I picked the Hawks in seven last series. If I'm a betting man, that's my bet. Not what I want.
You'd have lost that bet, you know.
I agree, and I'm glad I did.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm on the under. I'm heavy on the I'm taking action if anybody wants it.
You're willing.
Well. Yeah. Hope I'm wrong. Yep. Just like the Plow Shark. But
the plow shark.
But that is where I am. Lakeside Roofing is the sponsor of our exit poll on Fridays here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. The exit poll every Friday on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and InsideSTL.com. Doug, what a week it's been on the show. Mm-hmm. Jennings on a Friday, Katie K on a Thursday,
KKD.
Charlie and his Kennedy-like hair the first 3 days of the week.
Sure.
It's time for the Bernarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
Cut of the Week is brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL9. Cut one.
Oh, I'm definitely single.
And you're on Tinder all the time? Is that your thing?
You know, I stopped dating back in December. I got done with it.
You just gave it up.
Yeah, it got over.
Do you have one of them Hitachi magic wands?
Yeah. Well, actually, I have
it's
a...
like curl your hair?
That's right.
It's called a G-spot wand.
Yeah.
There you go. It's blue.
No, I knew that. You don't need to tell me that.
Why would you know it?
Cut two.
Doug Martin wants them to lose to Chicago in the first round because he's okay with that, because he wants to go to bed early, because he doesn't give a crap.
No, you twisted that around poorly. I want them to win. I don't want them to break up the team. I think they got a great team right here. They may not win tonight. They may not. But I still would not want them to blow it up.
Whatever point you're making, I can't hear.
Well, go away from us.
Stupid.
Cut three.
No one's ever tried the pubes.
I say that again, please. No one's tried what now?
Like, because...
Wow.
No, I like this.
I want to hear
this
out.
No, I'm serious, though. Like, it's legitimate. Like, they try to find everything possible on the island for kindling, but they never think about using shrubs.
Well, how would that help?
Cut four.
And what I want is what I get.
Yes. I want an Oompa Loompa, and I want an Oompa Loompa now, Daddy.
That's what I say to my dad.
Is that Veruca
song? I want a radio station. I want a radio station now, Daddy.
He comes through, doesn't he?
Oh, I want a parking lot, and I want a parking lot now, Daddy.
And he's out there paving it.
Yep.
That's how it works now.
Cut five.
Hello, Cucky.
Cucky, hello.
Yes, is that you, Cucky?
Wait, no, Cucky, that's me. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hey, guys, I'm outside.
Yeah, we saw you out there.
Come to the window so we can see you as we're talking to you.
Yeah, this will be good.
Cool.
Doug.
Hey, might have to shut her down a little bit earlier than I would have liked to.
Why is that?
Gentleman just came up to me in an unmarked police car, is what I thought it was, and he said, sir, you might get a citation for demonstrating. And I was like, oh, all right, well, you know, demonstrate, it's America, woo! And he's like, no, usually prostitutes get those. So I think the midriff may have been a bad move, but...
Oh, that's what he was upset by.
You hear that? Getting a lot of positive response out here, boys.
Cut six.
Hey, morons, she has her nippies pierced. Even a blind guy could read that tell. That's from Zambo. Is that accurate?
No. I thought about it. But what happens when you have children and you lactate and then the boob...
Doug, how'd you handle it?
It would leak.
It would just squirt out of all your holes. You'd have like three holes. Like a sprinkler lactation method.
You can't really say squirt out all your holes. You can say a lot. That's one phrase that you can't say.
Cut seven.
I went behind the shrubs and just peeked. That's what I do.
Oh.
When I sense lesbianism in the air, I go behind the shrubs and just pull one of the shrub branches to the side, and I peek.
So you hide in the bushes.
I do.
Of Billy G.
That's right. A lot of people think it's weird, but most of them can't see me.
Especially when you're already at your table.
Right.
And you excuse yourself to go crouch behind a bush.
Doug, that was it. That was the week. Yeah. There was a lot of good stuff in there. It's Bertarelli Cutlery making it possible. Edges for Pledges. This weekend, Edges for Pledges as Bertarelli Cutlery celebrates their 50th anniversary.
Oh, boy, you got that right, Tim. Tomorrow's the day. Tomorrow's the day you go in there and you bring in anything that needs sharpening, anything at all. I'm talking scissors. I'm talking sickles, scythes, lawnmower blades.
Right.
And, of course, knives.
Sure.
Anything you bring in there, bring in your sickles. And they will indeed send all of the proceeds from the sharpening that day right to the Backstoppers.
Good people.
Along with a portion of sales in the retail showroom and the Mission Taco food truck. Everything goes to the Backstoppers if you go there tomorrow. Bring your sickles to 1927 Marconi on the Hill at Bertarelli Cutlery.
Plow Shark, may you be harpooned. That comes from Mitch. I was going fishing. Cumstein.
Well, say what you want. That Sharks Club's a good team, and I think you underestimate. I know the Blues, you feel like, oh, they're going to breeze through Dallas, which I do believe so. Once you get to that Western Conference Final, you throw the records out the window, Doug.
Okay.
That's a good team. They match up well with the Blues.
So if the Blues and Sharks were to play right now, what would you pick?
In a series? A series that they played right now would have the Blues in seven. I think they're going to be a little bit worn down.
I don't understand what you're
saying. The Sharks.
Well, I just
you must have some good
I just
stuff
think
this
the no, the Sharks get are going to get better through the playoffs. I think the Blues might get a little cocky, maybe sweeping Dallas, maybe getting up, maybe they have too much time off in between series.
Wow.
Maybe
there's a lot of nuance to this, Doug.
Well, you're breaking it down.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
All right, Plow. Just hockey.
Hey, Doug, when eradicating your man canal at QT, would you use a seat cover or just raw dog at Banks? Barry Bugman.
Oh, don't say raw dog. Don't say that.
You'd Doug, probably pass. You'd abstain from Quick Trick bathroom.
Do that at home.
Seems like a lot of our users use Quick Trick bathrooms.
Why?
I don't know. I just see a lot of texts. People are texting in.
Just get yourself regular, please.
Doug, Audio Express is a fine sponsor of this program. You know, you can get us on HD2. That's all. I have the station preset, 105.7 HD2. That's
have you?
Yep. It's upgrade days at all Audio Express locations. And you know what that means? You can finally upgrade your vehicle system and sound or add that bass. You like that bass? Like when you're bumping too short, do you turn the bass up? And
I don't bump
slow?
Too short. No. Yep. You don't bump it?
I or a backup camera you've always wanted at the lowest prices of the year. If your system needs a little more bass, Doug, take advantage of our buy one, get one free woofer special starting at just $99.99 from top name brands like Alpine, Kenwood, and Kicker.
Comes that voice again.
Get you some bass, Doug.
You need bass. Bass in your face, not an 8-track.
Hey, now.
Okay.
Get your vehicle system where you really want it and save big during Audio Express annual upgrade day spectacular Audio Express. We have the email of the day coming up here. It is the Tease Farms 9 o'clock hour.
And those are the shrub people?
They're the official shrub sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Jennings, are you thinking about growing your own vegetables?
Not presently.
Why?
No. I don't. The balcony doesn't really work like that. I don't.
You could get yourself a little pot.
Trust me. If I was growing something, it wouldn't be vegetables. Lousy.
Huh. I heard that, and I can confirm that that is awesome.
Thank you.
Stop buying your plants and flowers at the big box stores who know nothing about growing throbbing vegetation. Seriously, stop it.
This is the copy. Seriously, stop it. I'm not kidding.
This is the copy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think the people who write the copy for the spots at all these advertisers should just host the show. They're a hell of a lot better than we are.
It would be interesting.
The retail location St. Charles has trees, shrubs, plants, produce, gardening tools, and even a cafe for you to grab lunch while you sit down and talk with their experts. It's Tease Farms, T-H-I-E-S, but it's pronounced Tease Farms. It's the 9 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Guys, Fox 2 reported that one of the 34 men charged for lewd acts at Wilmore Park pleaded down to littering. Doug, do you mind if I litter my love all over your back?
Who?
Rory Pepperpaws?
Rory Pepperpaws has been suspended.
Is he suspended?
He is new. But nonetheless, he has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. And his name just now, I mean, as we speak, is going into the Ragazzi's handsome leather-bound suspension logule.
Mark Davis met in Las Vegas yesterday, announced his focus is on moving the Raiders to Las Vegas. Somebody just sent in a text of two Raiders fans standing up and sharing a bath together.
Right. How do you know they're Raiders fans?
Well, there's a Raiders logo on one of them.
Oh.
That usually, you know.
Okay.
Hot.
Would you adopt the Raiders if they moved to Vegas?
No. If they moved here,
I don't know. I might be tempted.
With the time you spend there.
Absolutely.
It's got to be them or the Dolphins.
Plow Shark saying the Blues don't have a lot of depth is a baffling statement. That comes from Butch McGuire. Plow Shark?
Well, Butchie McGuire. There aren't a lot of guys named Butch.
No, that's a good name.
You don't meet many Butches anymore.
Butch Patrick.
Yes.
Okay, let's say you get physical and a guy. Let's not bring Tarasenko Steen. Let's just say a guy like Berglund gets hurt, or a guy like Upshaw. I mean, you're bringing Ty Ratty, Dimitri Yaskin. That's not depth. That's people you can throw on the ice. That's not depth, though. That's not quality.
Well, who do you
depth.
Expect to be up there in the press box? You can't get a sweater.
I'm just saying, Dimitri Yaskin, those guys are not viable options in a Stanley Cup, possibly Western Conference Finals game. That's why they're not as deep. I'm sorry that you think Dimitri Yaskin is something that he isn't. Ty Ratty obviously isn't something.
I don't think he mentioned their name.
Who do you think?
Well,
Dallas,
that's who the guys.
Who
that's who. That, those are the two. Those are the two key guys that will be called up if there was an injury.
I'm just
showing you the depth isn't there. Yaskin had 3 goals in like 50 games. That is not quality play.
No, but if you're talking depth, I don't imagine that if Dallas loses a player, they're going to bring a 20 goal.
They already
scorer
did, bud.
The press box.
Sagan's a 30 goal scorer, and they already lost.
He butted you.
I noticed that.
Kind of butted me. Yeah.
Jennings, 2 weeks from today. You know what happens 2 weeks from today? Kenricks meets the presenting sponsor of the first annual InsideSTL.com Golf Classic, May 13th at Normandy Golf Course. Kenrick's Meats, Doug. This weekend when you're out there barbecuing, make sure you're getting your stuff at Kenrick's Meats on Weber Road. Jennings, it's 2 weeks from today. It's unbelievable.
It's going to be unbelievable. We're going to have the good folks from Grand Cru with the cigars, Sarah B. and Renoco with the coffee.
Wow.
We're going to have the Kenrick Meats. We're going to have the Billy G's food. We've got five stations where Budweiser's going to have bars. We are going to have...
Got a bartender there and everything?
I would imagine there will be some bartenders.
You're going to have KKD. You're going to have Freebs. Caller Jordan. You're going to have Freebs. I assume Chrissy Runner Girl.
Chrissy Runner Girl is
Janie
playing.
The Lesbian is flying in
coming
from
back.
Minneapolis.
Coming back for the tournament. And you mentioned our friends at GFI Digital. I do want to say they will be providing a gift for all of the golfers that play that will be a keepsake.
That's wow.
People will want to keep.
That's
a treat.
It is a treat. And there's also a little bit of a movement for you, Doug, to react a little bit, maybe loosen your stance on Deke.
Oh, my word.
On Deke Dotum?
Yeah.
No, well, that won't happen.
That's a shame.
No, discipline. Discipline is the thing.
Kenrick's Meat Market, the presenting sponsor of the first hand. Even if you're not participating, come on out to Normandy that day. We have two flights, what, 7:30 and 1 o'clock shotguns, Jennings?
You sure do. Iggy's worried about us getting
finished.
We'll be all right.
He's worried about it. It's Kenrick's Meats, Kenricks.com. Then we have an after party. Watch this. After the show, it's the after party. And after the party, it's the hotel lobby. And after the Bellevue, it's probably Chris. And after the original, it's probably this.
You going to fall asleep in the middle of this?
No, I'm just like spitting lyrics, but I'm
okay.
High.
Okay.
It's at Over-Under on Washington Avenue. That's where I hand out the awards, the whole shooting match, Over-Under. Boy, they had a good blackened chicken sandwich at Over-Under. Woo! Woo! That is my treat. So it's the golf tournament 2 weeks from today. We'll be broadcasting live from out there for it. Thank you to all the listeners who are participating.
Yes.
And portions of the proceeds, of course, going to one of our great charity partners, Three Little Birds for Life. Ryan Kelly, as always, involved, Doug. He's the title sponsor of this award-winning presentation. Do you know anything about him at all, or am I catching you off guard?
I was going to suggest to Kelly Chase, who said he's building a new house, that he ought to get in touch with Ryan Kelly. Well, maybe Kelly Chase just puts cash on the barrel.
Probably.
I don't know, maybe a bad example.
Yeah.
But for most of us, not me, but for most people, you need a mortgage when you buy a house. Or, you know, maybe you've got one now and you just like to refinance, get some more money coming in, get a little bit more. Well, Ryan Kelly is the guy. He's just named the number one mortgage lender for most loans closed in the entire Midwest by the Scotsman's Guide. Number three in the nation for FHA volume. Number nine in the nation for most closed loans last year. He does it with fantastic service and great rates that can save you money. His number is 314-781-9700. 314-781-9700.
What's those last four?
It's just the way that
I know, but
the phone number.
All right, give it again.
314-781-9700.
I got it now.
Nice.
And his website is thehomeloanexpert.com, HomeLoanExpert LLC.
Time for the email today. Doug, this is a big prize here because we're giving away a pair of tickets to St. Louis FC's game tomorrow night at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Here you go. Tucky the Dwarf. TMA, the Midriff Edition. Jim Edmonds. Ezekiel Elliott. Doug Vaughn. What do all these Hoth guys have in common besides looking Hoth in a bikini? Their love of the half shirt. I didn't know what I had done, but on that fateful day, the Blues-Hawks Game 7, I unknowingly joined, quote, the club. Around 3 a.m., I heard a rap on my trailer window. Get in my van, boys, said an old hag named Doug Vaughn. It's initiation time. After hours of being oiled by Magic Hands Vaughn and all the relentless ab workouts, they took me to the St. Francis of Assisi Confirmation Extravaganza. And wouldn't you know it, the Archbishop, Craig McTavish, was up on stage adorned in jewels. A gimp mask combo half shirt and his helmet was out? Is this true?
He said Craig McTavish?
Yeah, he didn't wear a helmet.
No, he didn't. The last of the helmetless players.
He began to chant, oh, holy twinks, we shall bear midriffs forever and ever. Amen. God, we banged a lot of dudes that night.
Okay.
At least I hope they were dudes, and hopefully not goats like the last time.
No.
That comes from at Cucky the Dwarf.
No, Cucky.
At Cucky the Dwarf.
Is this the final email of the month?
This is, and Cucky and Misty Plops are tied at six.
Oh, my God.
For email of the month.
Hey, you should have been playing that up through the show. What are you doing?
Nice.
Come on.
Seamaster's like, not my fault. Yes, it hosts a show. And I agree with the Seamaster. Guys, Plops here. You know, the more I stalk people on the internet, the more I find out interesting things about them. Perfect example, did you know that Doug used to be part of an R&B music group? I didn't know that at all.
I had heard that, but I wasn't for sure.
They were hot in the Miami area in the 80s and a huge radio hit with a song called Poison. We know them as Belle Biv DeVoe. Well, in 83, they were known as Belle Biv DeVaughn. The song Poison originally had a part where Doug did his solo rap about going to brunches and drinking all the water you want, free of charge. It was just like Macaulay Culkin's cute little rap cameo in Michael Jackson's Black or White, except hotter because you knew by the look in his eye that he was down for whatevs. Plus, he had that cute little lower back tat that he'd always flash. It said Boy Prize in calligraphy. It was the 18th pick in Jason Barrett's 1985 draft. Of white R&B bad boys.
We gotta win.
Well, gotta run. Long live Belle Biv DeVaughn. Misty Plops. Hashtag Let's Go Blue.
I didn't know you worked with Michael Bivens.
A lot of things you don't know about me, Jay.
That's gonna win. And it's my fault. Get mad, son. The hate.
There we go.
Very odd practice. But that's Misty Plops. Yeah. I mean, Misty Plops gonna win. I haven't voted. But I'm going to vote Misty Plops.
I'm plopped. Yeah.
I mean, where were you? Were you going to go Cucky?
I'll go Misty Plops.
Misty Plops is one.
He brought it. On the final day, his final chance.
Short on time, and I see Frank out there, and we go into his time, and it's a whole thing, and it's bad. It's bad business. It's just bad business. Tease Farms, 9 o'clock hour, coming to a conclusion. Thank you to Tease Farms for being our official shrub sponsor and the shrub sponsor of the 9 o'clock hour here on the program. Rich from Maryland Heights was on hold. I didn't go to him, so you don't know it, but you need to thank me for that. And then also, we want to make sure we thank everybody throughout the week who filled in while the cat was away. Jennings, it's always great to have you in, sir.
Nothing better than being on my favorite radio show.
Talk about that.
Well, that's a nice thing for you to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You actually listen to this show. You can't listen to this while you're working at the golf course.
You
live stream it?
At this
point. PLTD?
There you go.
PLTD.
I listen on the way to work.
Oh, I knew you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that's nice of you.
It is. Well, I love the show.
Well, thank you. That's a nice thing for to say.
Time for us to shut it down. Thank you to Tease Farm, 9 o'clock hour sponsor, Kelly Chase, brought to you by GFI Digital, and then Dave Reed, brought to you by the National Blues Museum on Washington Avenue. If you miss anything, it's up for you on InsideSTL.com or the app, podcast like the Dickens, wherever you may please. The Ryan Kelly Morning After. It is time for the Lion's Choice, famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusavano. They're opening up that new Lion's Choice right by right in the Rock Hill, Glendale area.
They popped up quick.
It is nice looking,
did
too.
Did you get that done, Doug?
Well, I had some people working on it. They were working on another project, and I said, can we just all swing over there to Lion's Choice because they're one of the sponsors.
Yeah, Sappins, Fiexen's, Lion's Choice sponsor the handoff.
Extra season.
That's right. Well, I do get extra season.
You got to do it.
That's my play. Frank's up next, Hollywood Casino Press Box for Peyton, for the Plow Shark, for my brother Kevin, for the Seamaster, for Jennings Randolph Jr., in for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, for Douglas Sullivan Vaughn. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and InsideSTL.com live in the Gateway Buick GMC Studio.